listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I am your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Lax. Thank you for joining us. Joy seekers, as we know, March is Women's History Month. This month, we will highlight and celebrate women who tell our stories. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back and relax and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's Donna Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers featuring Sherry Jones Moffitt with Goshen, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
Goshen is God's protected place. So during these stressful times, we send this message out to families all over the world. May God's Goshen be with you.
We pray peace.
Oh,
in this time of fighting.
In this time of fighting.
We pray love.
Love.
In this time of hating.
In this time of hating.
We pray safety.
We pray safety.
In this time of healing.
This time of killing.
The joy of the Lord.
Send joy, God.
This time of stressing.
This time of stressing.
We pray Goshen.
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 It's God's protection.
Almighty.
Oh.
God's protection.
Let's say it again, y'all. Come on.
We pray peace.
We pray peace.
In this time of fighting.
In this time of fighting.
We pray love.
Love.
In this time.
In this time of hating,
we pray safety.
Pray safety.
In this time of killing,
for you and your family.
The joy of the Lord.
The joy of the Lord.
In this time of stressing.
In this time of stressing.
We pray Goshen.
When we pray Goshen,
Goshen.
We're praying protection.
Almighty.
Oh.
God's protection for you.
May He protect you.
You shall live in the land.
That's the scripture.
There
you will be near me.
Your children and children.
Living in Goshen.
There
you will be near me. God says your family will have everything they need. Come on, y'all. Take it out. Oh, the hand of the Lord. May He rest.
His grace and mercy. Always around.
Let it always surround you.
Supernatural discernment.
Supernatural discernment.
When there is deception.
When you come and when you go.
For you and your family.
God's divine protection.
God's divine protection.
We pray Goshen. God's protection for the world. One more time, y'all. We pray.
We pray Goshen.
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 May the Lord rest. When you come and when you go. Now, put your hands together.
Nothing scattered. Nothing broken. Nothing missing.
Come on, say
Goshen.
Say Goshen.
Goshen.
Say Goshen. Isabel Davis here, and you are listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
They say this mountain can't be moved. They say these chains will never break. But they don't know you like we do. There is power in your name. We've heard that there is no way.
CC Winans with Believe For It. And you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. It's time for our Fresh Start segment. Jeremiah 29 and 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." I want to encourage you to nurture your dream. It can be really challenging and scary to move forward on the things we know God has put in our hearts to do. Believe me, I know. But it is vital that you move forward in spite of how you feel. If you have a dream that God has put in your heart, know that challenges will certainly come your way, but you do not have to lose hope and be disheartened by them. Yield yourself to the Holy Spirit, for He is your helper. While you deal with the challenges, focus on your dream. Nurture it and never let it slip away. The pressure of appropriating your time rightly and dealing with some initial trials may occur, but don't let them steal your dream away. Find a great support system, such as mentors and collaborators, who can pour into you and invest in you and feed you to the point that you can move forward beyond the launching pad. Know that you have everything on the inside of you to birth those dreams. As you nurture your dream in this season, I want to encourage you to meditate on Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, where it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight." That's our Fresh Start segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are so excited to have you tuned in. Destination transformation is the theme for 2023. Deanne and I want to help you forge ahead to make the necessary shifts and changes to navigate your life in the right direction. Here's India Irie with Headed in the Right Direction and Joe with Brighter, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Hi, I'm Niecy Gaines, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Oh, I like to use my brain for you and use it to write songs for you. You're getting all of the best of me, 'cause I'm giving all of the best of me. Oh, love, my heart's only built for two. You won't wear me out 'cause I'm the perfect shoe. You're getting all of the best of me, 'cause I'm giving all of my best. Hi, yeah, 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 yeah. I don't need words, and I don't need songs, but I choose to use them. My light shines brighter when it shines for you. Whoa, I ain't blowing smoke. No, this ain't hot air, it's how I choose to love you. Light shines brighter when it shines for two. You turn on the truth in me. You light up my heart with possibilities. I'm getting everything I need, 'cause you're giving everything to me. You are forever in my destiny, woven into it like a tapestry. Your love is everything to me, 'cause you're giving everything I need.
Aye, 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 aye.
I don't need words, I don't need songs, but I choose to use them. My light shines brighter when it shines for you. Whoa, I ain't blowing smoke. No, this ain't hot air, it's how I choose to love you. My light shines brighter when it shines for two. Oh, this little light of mine, God, you keep it burning brighter. Trust me, I'm gonna let it shine if you keep it burning brighter. Ooh, and I don't need words, no, I don't need songs, but I choose to use them. I'm brighter when I shine for you. Whoa, I ain't blowing smoke. No, this ain't hot air, it's how I choose to love you. The light shines brighter when it shines for two.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
This is your Renewed Heart segment, Patterns. Philippians 2:13 says, "For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure." The International Children's Bible reads like this: "Yes, God is working in you to help you want to do what pleases him. Then he gives you the power to do it." Have you ever felt stuck? Like, I'm in a holding pattern, not going anywhere, but circling in the same spot while a storm is all around? Praying for a safe place to land? Yeah, I thought you might, because I can relate. Look, trust and know that God is in you, and because of that, you cannot fail. Once you seek Him, He will carry you to destinations unknown. People, I know that it looks like the storm is all around. I know that sometimes it feels like the road is rough, but you serve a God who is greater than anything that you can imagine. And He will not only get you through those rough storms of life, those tough times in life, He will literally carry you through them. Trust and believe He will. All you have to do is have faith and believe that is what your God can do. I tell you right now, the season may feel like a holding pattern, but the storm will blow away, and God has got you in His arms, and He will carry you. He will carry you to destinations unknown, destinations that you can't even imagine. He's got you. Now, we're going to carry on with patterns. We're going to talk about it the next time as well, because I want to continue with this series. All right, this is your Renewed Heart segment.
Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue.
You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are so excited to share our guest this evening. Joy Seekers, let's welcome Brooke Hart Jones. Yay.
Hi, hello, how's everyone?
Yes. So Brooke, let's tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself and what you do.
So I am the founder and creative director of HBCU Dolls. It is the first line of dolls and plush in major retail that are inspired by historically Black colleges and universities.
Awesome. So when the pandemic hit, all of us had to do a hard reset, pivot, and shift in some way. What are some things that changed for you personally and professionally?
So I was laid off pretty much as soon as the pandemic started, and that gave me some time to really let my creative juices flow. I've always been a creative person, always had a lot of ideas, but never a lot of time. So, you know, going through day-to-day life and the, you know, corporate rat race, being a mom, a wife, you know, I would get ideas, but not really the time or the energy to, you know, put them into fruition. So this idea came about looking for a birthday gift for a friend's daughter, discovered that HBCU Dolls didn't exist. And so I started to, and I also I'm a former toy buyer. So I was like, why don't I create this? And so I had the time to, you know, put those wheels in motion. And that's how I, you know, decided to pivot.
Wow. Okay. A former toy buyer, you know, you don't hear, you don't meet former toy buyers every day, but awesome. That's a fun career. Mm-hmm. So let's see here. How did you come to the realization that it was time for you to transition from corporate to entrepreneurship? So basically you answered that you were laid off at the height of the pandemic, as so many people. And so you chose to use your creative juices to spin this thing around and create HBCU Dolls. And the inspiration was,
I want to be honest.
Yeah.
I want to be honest. I'm not a full-time entrepreneur.
Okay.
It's real life. And this is a new business. It's a new brand that we're starting. And so I was so fortunate to partner with Purpose Toys. Mm-hmm. It's a Black-owned startup who wants to center and celebrate communities of culture. Awesome. And so I was able to partner with them, but they had the resources to help me grow the brand to a larger scale, get into retail stores. And so because of their partnership, I'm able to still have a hybrid career path. I'm still working in corporate and I'm still involved with my brand. So I've taken more of a creative director role with the brand. And I work with Purpose to do a lot of the day to day. So, that's the thing. You can pivot, you continue. Life is a continuation of pivots. And so, I'm doing a combination of both. Hope to make a pivot to full-time entrepreneurship
at
some point. But at this point I'm doing hybrid. I'm doing both. And you have to work that dream. The dream isn't always a fairy tale. It is some work into it. And so I'm doing both.
And tell the audience about it. Like you say, it's not always a fairy tale. Sometimes work until that dream is fulfilled, and that's working on both ends, on your dream and on somebody else's dream. Mm-hmm.
I am a wife and a mother with lots of responsibility, so
yeah, Wow. So what was the inspiration behind starting HBCU Dolls?
So I am a HBCU alum. Like I said, a former toy buyer, a lifelong doll lover. Interesting enough, I am a boy mom, but you know, I've always had a love for dolls, and I wanted to, you know, I thought it'd be a perfect gift. I have a friend who's a super alum. I love my alma mater, but she loves our alma mater to the 10th degree more than I do. And so I thought the doll, HBCU doll would be so fun for her daughter, and could not find it. So I think, you know, that was kind of the spark, but then realizing that it was an opportunity to share the magic of HBCUs with a young generation, the ability to introduce higher learning at a young age. It's our mission is to really make sure that these wonderful institutions, that the legacy continues on, and what better way to do that than children's play.
Awesome. So can you tell our listeners what HBCU you attended?
I went to Hampton University.
Ah, Hampton. Okay. Yes. All right. So it's Women's History Month, and this year's theme is celebrating women who tell our stories. Mm-hmm. What type of response have you received so far with HBCU Dolls? So, I mean, I've seen some little tags here and there about where the HBCU Dolls are, and little girls just loving it. So what's that response been like for you?
It's been an amazing response. We call our supporters our classmates, and they have truly embraced us. So, you know, all ages, little girls, mature women. So we're just extremely grateful for our first, you know, toy season, fall season in store. We've made tons of progress for a small startup, Black founded company. We've had great success, but we definitely have had some learnings too. But we're excited to grow, to reach more people, and continue to share the magic of HBCUs.
Awesome. Yes. So what advice or encouragement would you offer to individuals who would like to pursue entrepreneurship?
I'd say don't feel like you have to take that ultimate jump. You have to have a leap of faith, but you can also have be responsible about it. And there's no shame in that. You know, and don't be afraid to partner with someone. Don't be afraid to say what you don't know, and don't let your ego prevent you from achieving your dreams. I knew I wanted to take HBCU Dolls to another level, and I needed some help to get there. And I was not ashamed to say that. And I was willing to partner with Purpose Toys to help me get there. And so we've been able to grow in such a short amount of time to get where we are. In 3 years is almost unheard of. And so grateful to have a partner like that, but don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to, you know, partner with someone. And if you can't do the ultimate leap of faith and go full entrepreneurship, it's no shame in doing both.
Correct. Correct. So Emily, you joined us. We have some technical issues, and Miss Emily.
Yes, I am so sorry. Good day. I am so sorry. I'm Emily, and I am just taken aback. But you know, technology is what it is, and we just have to kind of roll with the punches. So I'm so glad that you were able to join us. So that brings me to my question. Having a clear sense of direction for your life and being confident about the future are extreme. Those are very important things. We all know that. Mm-hmm. So this year, our show theme is Destination Transformation. Mm. Share how you are taking flight in this season with our Brand New Day audience.
Oh my goodness. So the last year has been one of complete transformation. This has probably been the most monumental year of my life. In July of 2022, my mom passed away. About 2 months after that, my father was diagnosed with dementia. All the same time is when the dolls launched in stores. So I've had more life changes in the last, call it 9 months, than I probably have had my whole life. So I've had to learn to be honest with myself when I'm not okay. I've had to learn to say no. I've said no to personal invitations and things that I have never in my life said no to, but I learned that it was okay. So I've just learned in this last year, for me, it was more so I've had to take risks. Talking to you guys is something that a few years ago would have been tough for me, being a shy introvert. So I've had to take a leap of faith and grow outside myself, as my mom would say, rise to the occasion. So I've done that several times in the last 9 months, but I've also been honest when I could not and allowed myself, it's okay to rest. It's okay to grieve. It's okay to cry. So I think the transformation for me is to stop feeling like I have to be strong 100% of the time, that I have to think about others, because I'm the strong friend, the strong sister, the strong everything in my life. And so I've had to say, hey, I'm not the strong one today. But I've also had to fight past fears as well. So that's been the transformation for me. I know, I'm sorry, that was kind of a ramble all over the place.
No, no. I mean, that's a really great testimony, because I'm just going to be honest. It seems like God is taking a lot of us through situations that it's like, okay, I'm going to prove to you that I got you. I'm going to prove to you that I can take you from here to there, and really it's nothing you can do about it. And so many of us have been challenged with that this year. I mean, I know I have a testimony. I haven't said everything yet, but it's been some challenges.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel the pull, like, okay, you riding on me. Mm-hmm. Get all the way on, not halfway on. So yeah, we appreciate that transparency.
Absolutely.
Yes, definitely.
And I feel the same way, because I can identify, Deanne can identify, and we're in a club that all of us don't want to be in.
Mm-hmm.
So we're here to support you and know that we love you and we'll keep you in our prayers.
Yeah.
So just know that, okay? It's definitely not an easy one. It's not.
Yeah.
So that brings me to the next question, which is, what do you want your personal legacy to be?
Ooh, that's a hard question. I definitely want HBCU dolls to be a part of my legacy, champion HBCUs, making sure our children know our history and what HBCUs have contributed to not only African American culture and history, but to American history and culture. I definitely want that to be a part of my legacy, but just also one of love. I'm just a person who always wants to be there for family, for friends, for my children, and you know, hoping I'm shining an example for, you know, at least my children and descendants, of showing up, being there for people. And so that would be kind of my personal legacy. It's just showing up and trying to, you know, let the light shine through me. But on a broader scale, it would be absolutely HBCU dolls. But Yeah.
Well, here at Brand New Day, we believe in supporting and encouraging our listening audience to do the same. What special projects do you have on the horizon that you're able to share with us?
We have some exciting things that are going to be announced mid to end of summer. So stay tuned for that. I can't talk too much about that, but a lot of exciting things happening with HBCU Dolls, and we're just happy to share the brand and watch it grow. But if I would hope that all listeners will follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, HBCYOUDOLLS, because all the announcements go there first. And you'll be seeing more of us. That's all I can say right now.
And where can we purchase your toys from?
They are available at Walmart, Target, and Amazon. And more announcements in the summer.
All right. Awesome. Yay.
Yes. It looks like they're a little, are they little cheerleaders? We have one, we can see one behind her here. So yes. They're cheerleaders, huh?
So we have
most of them.
So for our dolls, we have a cheerleader, we have a homecoming queen, and we have a student body president. So
okay.
Three dolls, our core dolls, and then we have stuffed animals who are exclusively available on Amazon right now. And we have a graduate bear and a Letterman jacket stuffed animal, and those are school branded.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Now those are, that can be for children or adults. You hear that? Yeah. Alumni, you hear that?
They're great decoration. They're greatest toys. So
yes, yes.
And graduation season is coming up. So,
yep. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Brooke. We appreciate you. And just know you are family now. So anytime you want to come on Brand New Day and talk about some of the things that you're doing and projects that you have, we will be more than happy to have you.
Oh, thank you so much. This has been great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
K-Class. Stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, 'cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, 'cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it, oh yes you will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned.
there's only one that could come and make it right. So ain't no need for stressing and crying, 'cause he gon' show up just like he did the last time. And the last time, and the last time, I know, I know, I know.
That was Corinne Hawthorne with Won't He Do It? And you're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. We want to thank Brooke Hart Jones again for joining us this evening. Joy Seekers, please support HBCU Dolls by making a purchase at Target, Walmart, and Amazon.com. We want to make sure that her brand is built up in an amazing way. As we move on into 2023, yes, we are in the third quarter. Let's make sure that we enjoy the course of our journeys and we learn the lessons that unfold. Here's Avery Sunshine with I Got Sunshine, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Da 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 da. No gas is in my tank, and I've got myself to thank. I had to make $10 last for 3 weeks of the day. All of my bills are due. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I gotta keep it.
I got some.
It's time for the Live Smart segment on Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. National Nutrition Month is an annual campaign created by the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. During the month of March, everyone is invited to learn about informed food choices and developing healthful eating and physical activity habits. This year's theme, Fuel for the Future, highlights the importance of fueling our bodies at every age and eating with the environment in mind. Practice gratitude for your body by giving it the fuel it needs and with sustainable foods. A registered dietitian nutritionist and nutrition and dietetics technician, register can teach you how nutrient needs may change with age and give you personalized nutrition information to meet your health goals. For more information on how you can fuel your future, log on to www.eatright.org. That's our Live Smart segment.
This is Dr. Ivan, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We are living in some crazy times. Uncertainties are everywhere. If we keep the faith and believe, we will receive, but we've got to see it.
I can see my victory. Your favor's all over me. You've made a way indeed. I trust you, I believe. I can see my victory. Your favor's all over me. it, I see it, I see it.
What's up, y'all? This is Tweet, and you're listening to Brand New Day.
Kim Washington with I See It. And you're tuned in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Well, joy seekers, we have reached the end of our show. Remember to tune in to the E-Man After Show at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight and all of our other shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. Also, check out the We Talk Radio's website. See all of the latest updates by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com and follow We Talk Radio on all social media platforms at We Talk Radio. We would absolutely love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty. And keep the conversation going. Tell us how you are taking flight in 2023. Let's recap. Our Fresh Start segment was Nurture Your Dream. Our Renewed Heart segment was Patterns. Our Live Smart segment was Fuel for the Future. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We bless you. We give you praise and glory and honor, God. Thank you for this day. God, thank you that we have sprung forward, not only in the natural, but God, we have sprung forward and we are springing forward in the spirit. You said that it shall spring forth. Shall we not know it? Behold, I will do a new thing. God, thank you for doing a new thing in our lives on this day and each day, oh God. Thank you for your mercies being new every morning, oh God. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you will continue to strengthen us, oh God, and prepare us and equip us and propel us into destiny, God, as you transform us, oh God, by the renewing of our minds. God, we ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, just to strengthen us for the journey. We speak peace to our hearts, our minds, and our spirits, and we rebuke anything that is not like you so that we can move forward with the purpose and the plan that you have for our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We would like to leave you with a thought-provoking quote from Dr. Maya Angelou. We delight in the beauty of the butterfly, but rarely admit the changes it has gone through to achieve that beauty. Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Here's Ja'Kaylin Carr with Changing Your Story.
sanctuary tonight. I want you to think about that thing, and I want you to look at somebody. As a matter of fact, grab the hand of the person you're standing next to and lift your hand in the air. That's it, lift your hand in the air. I don't know what the enemy has been using against you to keep you from being what God wants you to be, but I came to tell somebody that that's about to change. I speak to everything that's been holding you captive, and I command it to latch it up, to latch it up. Lift your voice and say, God is changing our stars. God is changing our stars. God is changing our stars. I know what it looked like before. I know what it felt like before. But he's releasing healing right now. He's releasing healing. Put your hands all over the room and say,
this won't be my story no more.
That thing that's been keeping you up at night won't be,
this won't be my story no more.
Having just enough just to get by won't be,
this won't be my story no more.
God came in the pool. Say